brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is hour number three. Going to your phone calls, news blitz throughout the hour, and Kevin Booth joining us. Hubsher Tarpley in the next hour. Nate in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air.
I want to thank you personally for everything you're doing here, Alex. I'm calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. This is basically an Amish Mennonite county, and Lancaster City has a population of about 55,000 people. Now, we are the Big Brother capital of the United States, I'm convinced. We have 165 cameras for 55,000 residents. I don't know if anywhere and the nation is aware of this. This is more than
a lot of countries. I mean, a lot of cities do. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is more than actually the city of Boston and the city of San Francisco. And this is just one aspect of how it is in Pennsylvania. Another aspect is we're not allowed to have any bars on any of our windows here. It breaks all the fire codes. Another aspect in Pennsylvania is if you sign your Pennsylvania driver's license, you give the right to your blood for any circumstance to the police. And if you remain silent, you lose your license a year.
That's happening all over the country. They make you waive your rights to get a driver's license by saying it's a privilege. It is not a privilege. And now they're saying owning guns is a privilege. And if we buy this fraud, then it will become a reality.
Yes, and this is one of the most passive places in the land. I mean, this has one of the best natural soils. All in America, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Hey, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go because your phone's breaking up. Try to not call us on a cordless, but thank you. Good points. Ron in Texas, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Fret not. Even Crazy Horse and Geronimo had those that didn't want to listen to them. I want to say something to those people that keep spamming and asking for you to give proof. It is not your job to spoon feed people. You give them what they need to have. They need to get up off of their fifth point of contact and actually do the research themselves. But the main question
Well, let me say this because people may have just joined us. I was specifically talking about spam against a six-part video from Sunday's TV radio show up on our YouTube channel. And they did it on our website, too. And I'm holding up the article saying, here's the link to the National Council. Here's the link to the EPA admitting fluoride's deadly. Here's the link to the government studies. And then the guys say, show us your proof. It's all right there. I'm showing them the proof, and they're saying it's not proof. I am spoon-feeding them, and it's not good enough.
Exactly. But the question I have, though, Alex, is another GNC radio host, I think her name is Joyce in the Power Hour.
Yeah.
You had it on a video of her doing an interview with one of the Crow Creek Sioux Reservation people a while back. And it was basically off the land grab that the IRS conducted. And they're supposed to have gone to court sometime this month or last month. And I was wondering if you knew anything further about it, because I hadn't been able to find any updates.
No, I don't. That was last year when they were trying to take that poor lady's property. But we'll check into it, Ron. I appreciate your call. Don in Texas, you're on the air.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to, have you heard about the Craigslist DUI vigilantes?
No, what is it?
It's a group of people on Craigslist that they hang out at bars and they watch people leave, and then they call 911.
I've heard of that. I mean, listen, they have cops. There was a famous case in Austin, but it happens everywhere, where they were sitting in the Radisson Hotel, and I've actually been there for dinner before, at the little steakhouse there, and a guy who was on a business trip, staying there for the night, flew in, didn't have a car, in a business suit, had three Miller Lights in an hour and a half watching a baseball game, and they arrested him for being drunk. So the cops, where I live, arrest you in the bars for drinking. So what are the little Craigslist snitches doing?
I'm sorry, I have a court appointment Friday. I've been charged with that. I think and it's been on, people have called on 911 and 911, and they said I was swerving, which I have photos that I took.
Well, look, if you're going to drink, you shouldn't do it in a bar now, because there's spies everywhere.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now simulcasting the last 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv for radio listeners that want the added dimension of seeing the documents, the articles, the video clips visually that we play here. PrisonPlanet.tv. Webster Tarpley coming up in 52 minutes with a host of key issues, including his prediction. He believes they're getting ready to launch some type of false flag internet terror attack as a pretext to pass the cybersecurity takeover bill. It's now been declassified. U.S. plans to fight the net revealed, including in the U.S., attacking anyone that criticizes the internet, anybody that exposes government corruption. I mean, we already knew this, but now it's out in the open. BBC, Politico, InfoWars.com wrote an article about it. The Register. So that's all coming up. It's just part of what Tarpley, one of our resident experts, economist, doctor of history, will be discussing with us. Also, don't forget, we're selling out of this quick. The first printing already sold out, but we bought a bunch knowing that would happen. The second printing, as of 2 days ago, it already sold 70-plus percent of what they had. So we're getting an order in for the third printing that will be done in about 3 weeks. We should be out by then. Nowhere can you get a deal on Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, American Conspiracies book. Hard-hitting, new, already a bestseller 1 week in. It's in the top 10 of all the charts, went as high as number 2 on Amazon. American Conspiracy, $19.95. It's $24.95 in bookstores. But we also add, it's like a Gensu knife ad, but it's true. You know, buy one set of Gensu knives, get another free. You get two different films. You can choose from two different films, Loose Change, Final Cut, an excellent 9/11 film, or Reflections and Warnings, my interview with Aaron Russo documentary. Get one of those films free with the book, and the book's discounted by $5. That's a $44.95 value for $19.95. That is more than 50% off. In fact, how do you divide that? I know it's more than 50. What is that, 60% off or 55% off? If it's $44.95 and we're selling it for $19.95, that value, then, yeah, we're talking about over 50% off on the book at InfoWars.com. And your purchase of the books and videos is how we fund the websites, the films. Plus, you can read the book, give it to somebody. You may know all about 9/11 or Aaron Russo and the Federal Reserve. Give them the film. InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay. Kevin Booth, 4 or 5 years in the making, great filmmaker. He made the documentary American Drug War. And it aired on Showtime, one of their most popular shows of the year, they reported. Got high ratings. And he really made part two of American Drug War. It's called How Weed Won the West. 14 states passed laws saying this is decriminalized. The feds don't care. Obama says he's going to go ahead and legalize. Then he comes in and orders 90-plus percent of the dispensaries in major cities in California shut down. So that's how they operate. They lie to you and then stab you in the back. But here's the issue. I've smoked pot in high school and college. I don't really like it. But I know that it impairs you a lot less than alcohol and doesn't eat your liver. I know it has hundreds of documented glaucoma, cancer, eating disorders. Studies show that Prozac isn't as good for depression as placebo, but marijuana is much better than placebo. And I'm not saying smoke it. I know a lot of lazy people who are probably already lazy, not even lazier, smoking pot. The reason we're talking about this is the fake drug war is the way the system takes control of our society. It's the foundation of the snitches, the spies, the federalized police, the warrantless searches, the checkpoints. When you make alcohol illegal in the 20s, tripled the amount of alcohol poisoning and alcoholism. It empowered the mafia, corrupted the police. No one debates this. This is admitted fact. Some European countries have decriminalized drugs. Drug use drops on average by more than half. The crime goes down. Because now you just go to a government facility or a clinic, and they treat you like a sick person. You get your heroin or whatever, or they get you on methadone or whatever, and now you're not robbing people's stereos or mugging them to get your heroin. So across the board, I say decriminalize. Again, 80-plus years ago when you could buy cocaine, Coca-Cola, opium, laudanum, heroin, you had much fewer people. And this is admitted mainline history using illegal drugs. You make it illegal. Hollywood makes it glamorous. People get involved in it. They use it. It empowers the drug gangs. Mexico is collapsing because of drug prohibition. No one's debating that. 19,000 people killed the last 3 years. That's the State Department's own numbers. U.S. Embassy staff, what, 4 people killed 2 days ago. They're killing cops in the U.S. None of the drug rings that are government-run and some that aren't government-run, they all want to keep it illegal. So it's a no-brainer. Decriminalize. That doesn't mean you sell it at 7-Eleven. I remember in high school, I didn't even really like pot, but it was easier to get than beer. Beer was what I liked. And because there was such controls over alcohol. It's the same thing. You treat marijuana like alcohol, there's going to be less of it, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm done ranting about that. The point is, people need to get How Weed Won the West. You can get it in a combo deal with American Drug War discounted at InfoWars.com. But I wanted to go to Kevin Booth. And look, I know we've got Thinker, Bill, Curtis, Matt, Robert, and others. I'll give you each about a minute because I know you're probably not on subject when we go to you. But then after that, only calls about the fake drug war or do you agree with us? Do you disagree? 1-800-259-9231. And I want to talk about a host of issues here today with Kevin Booth. Kevin, good to have you on with us.
Thanks again, Alex. Thanks so much for having me on. And I just like to back that up. It's funny, when I think back to my days back in high school, I didn't like marijuana at all, but I smoked it anyways, just because you almost had to if you wanted to be considered cool or to be accepted into any of like the cool in groups of kids.
Let's say you're over, you're 17, you're at the cheerleader's house, and she pulls out some marijuana. She's not going to think you're cool unless you smoke it with her.
No, you absolutely have to. Now, I'm sure if you go to Amsterdam right now, there's no way that kind of behavior is taking place. I mean, the point is that kids and people are always going to do exactly what you tell them not to do. And in a way, the government knows that also. So, I mean, they're playing this thing on so many different levels. But just to back up to something else you're talking about, you know, I truly believe that there's no way in the world they could have pulled off this New World Order agenda without the drug war. I mean, they had to dumb everybody down. They had to make this more about than just going to wars with other countries and economics. They had to, like, actually start fiddling with society's brain chemistry, and that's what they've done. I mean, the government is basically controlling, you know, a huge percentage of our brain chemistry.
Well, I've had countless medical doctors and toxicologists and neurologists on Ritalin, Prozac, all those different classes of drugs. The molecules are incredibly deadly. They're toxic. I mean, you know, the heart swelling, brain shrinking, brain damage, suicide. And then meanwhile, marijuana has a lot more attributes than some of the negatives that I've seen. And the point is, it's an excuse to put everybody. I mean, I remember back in the 60s and 70s reading stories from then. I wasn't around in the 60s, but reading about it, where people get 50 years in prison for an ounce of marijuana.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the first guy went to jail for almost life for a joint or something like that. I forget his name, but he was like the first marijuana prisoner ever. You could look it up.
Well, look, they know humans for tens of thousands of years have been taking drugs, taking mushrooms, fermenting grapes. People like to mess with their brain. We're a very addictive species, and they know that. And how do they make people slaves? Governments have always wanted slavery, but they can't just say we have slavery now without giving it an excuse. So they put out all these chemicals. The CIA introduced LSD. The CIA introduced cocaine into the illegal market. That's been admitted. Knowing people will get it, they will get addicted, and now they've got an excuse to put you in a slave camp.
Well, I think it's an interesting point, too, that you make in the film where you're talking about the thing that they can't stand about marijuana. Even with cocaine and heroin, the government and the CIA can control those things because they're very centralized. Cocaine can only be grown in only a handful of places on the entire planet, mostly in, you know, South America, Peru, Colombia, et cetera. It has to be an exact type of condition. Poppies will grow everywhere, but the kind of poppies that I understand will grow actual heroin will only grow in very specific places. Marijuana grows everywhere. It grows in almost every country. It grows everywhere, and that's why they can't stand it. And that's why it's still Schedule One when things like heroin and cocaine are Schedule Two. I mean, the government actually is telling us that heroin and cocaine are safer than marijuana.
Well, let's expand on that. I saw the statistic in the Statesman 2 days ago. 100 million Americans are admitted marijuana smokers. Now, if you look at the statistics of who's tried it, they report it's over 200 million. So two-thirds of people, every cop listening out there is younger than 50, I'll bet you $1 million that they have smoked marijuana. You know, my grandfather, when he was dying of cancer and real nauseated, with chemo, his buddy, the sheriff, showed up and said, "Jerry, smoke some of this. I hear it makes you be able to eat food." And he said, "No, I just want to die." You know, it was about a month before he died. No, this is too painful. I'm not going to smoke that devil weed, basically. But, you know, the issue here is that the cops knew this stuff 20, 30 years ago. They know what's going on. And if you've got 86% of illegal drug users only use marijuana, where's the drug war going to go if they don't have that 86% to put in prison?
And what's interesting about it, too, is that they've tried to demonize the medical use of marijuana by saying, well, smoking anything is bad for you. Well, meanwhile, there's still ads for Camel and Rolling Stone magazine and everywhere. You know, there's still, you know, cigarettes are still legal. But the point is that more and more people are coming out and saying, you know, they want to have the health benefits of cannabinoids and the things that come from taking cannabis without getting high. Most people, you know, in the medical marijuana movement don't really want to walk around getting high. It's really not about getting high. It's about enjoying the health benefits from this plant. And now they're discovering new ways of ingesting it, which is this thing called CDCs, where you actually eat the lower water leaves off the plant every day. Put them in your salad or whatever. It has incredible, incredible health benefits with inflammation. Look it up, CDCs.
No,
and,
I mean, there's no doubt.
Get you high.
There's no doubt that cannabis is one of God's gifts, and it can certainly be abused. I mean, you could eat 20 heads of lettuce and bust your gut. I mean, you could drink 10 gallons of water. and hurt yourself. We'll be right back with Kevin Booth.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change, not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Yeah, here's the New York Times article. We always document what we claim here. March 11th, 2007. Give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. A man sentenced to life in prison 17 years ago. Just 17 years ago. This was 20 years ago now. This is from 2007. A man sentenced to life in prison 17 years ago after smoking marijuana while on probation for his part in an armed robbery is set to be free. So, smoking marijuana. But that's a more modern case, and that's for breaking parole. The bigger issue here is I've seen cases for just the marijuana 50 years in prison. Kevin Booth.
The point is that I doubt he did the robbery while he was high. And I know that's an old cliche, and there's several cliches that have to be said over and over again because they're so ridiculous, but you have to keep repeating it about the death statistics. But first of all, when the police talk about people committing violent crimes while high, most likely they're also extremely drunk at the same time, and they just found some THC in their blood. And, you know, when the DEA and the Narcotics Task Force survey, they talk about the statistic about how marijuana is by far the most harmful and destructive drug out there. Well, I figured out how they come about that number. It's real easy. If you go to any kind of, like, treatment center, jail, or anything like that, where they've incarcerated people for crystal meth, heroin, or PCP, crack, anything like that, if you ask them to check off the boxes, what all do you do? Well, most likely they're all going to check off cigarettes, beer, and what else? Marijuana. So they use that as this common denominator to say, look, everyone who does heroin also smokes marijuana. Everyone who does crystal meth also smokes marijuana. Therefore, it's the gateway drug, and that's how they come upon that conclusion.
Well, it's a gateway drug because they make it illegal and lump it in with cocaine and heroin, so people then get into the circles that are already doing illegal things.
No, exactly, and that's what this whole dispensary thing is all about right now. Whether people think this whole medical marijuana is just a front to get high or whatever, at least it's a way of taking marijuana out of the criminal's hands.
Well, why can you or I or anybody pull in over 21 and buy a gallon of vodka and go kill ourselves with it, and that's fine. And we know alcohol kills hundreds of thousands a year, marijuana zero, but that's okay, but people shouldn't be able to go into a dispensary with a doctor's note and get marijuana.
Well, I mean, maybe that's what the government wants us to do. Maybe the government wants us to buy products that they can tax and then kill ourselves. I don't know.
I was talking to a lobbyist a few weeks ago who works at the Texas Capitol, and he was saying, oh, no, it's true. The alcohol lobby and the cigarette lobby are some of the biggest donors to keep marijuana illegal. Why is that, Kevin?
Of course, because they would lose so much. I mean, if marijuana were legal across the board, so many people would smoke pot instead of drinking beer or smoke a little weed instead of smoking cigarettes. It's just obvious, painfully obvious.
Well, on the National Archives, you can pull up notes to George Washington's care for his toothaches, and they're telling him smoke this variety of hemp, which is the variety that has the THC. So George Washington was smoking it. I guess he deserves life in prison.
Well, and that alone should be the only reason if some people out there who are still thinking, you know, like, oh, it makes people dumb, makes people high, it needs to stay illegal. No, I mean, if the founding father did it and wrote about it, that's case closed. It's argument over. And they know that. Either that or go live somewhere else. The founding father of our country did this thing, spoke highly of it. That's the end of the argument.
He grew it. He grew the type of marijuana, not just hemp. And that's another thing. They banned in the country all the hemp that has no THC that's better than cotton. I mean, it's something farmers can grow anywhere. The cotton lobbies lobbied to have it banned because they then had machines that could remove and strip and use it. So they said, oh, my God, let's ban this.
No, of course.
Why don't they at least legalize the hemp?
Well, because I think they feel like if they legalize hemp, then it's going to – everybody can grow marijuana. No one's going to know the difference. But also then hemp will put – you know, I think when they came out with polyester, I think that was another big lobby against it, you know, the big polyester movement. You know, that was maybe a little bit before your time. But when I was growing up, all of a sudden, everyone wanted to wear polyester clothing. That was the thing. And supposedly that had a lot to do with wanting to keep hemp out of the market.
Yeah, Dow Chemical and DuPont lobbied in the 30s to get the drug laws passed. I want to talk about how weed won the West and take some phone calls, Kevin, when we come back, because the film covers a whole host of issues and is a lot more hardcore on government drug dealing and everything else than even American Drug War, though the name, you know, it isn't as hardcore, in my opinion. I mean, I like the name, but I don't like it because it doesn't really explain. They're now saying in Canada, in Europe, and now McCain's bill, they do want to make vitamin C, other things, plants, aloe vera, malaluga, prescription, fish oil prescription, and they want to use the same type marijuana laws to do it. So, folks, they've built up this grid, and they're going to try to use it to keep you from getting your vitamins and minerals. So they're not going to stop there. Big Pharma wants to knock out its competition. It's following the drug war paradigm playbook to get that job done. We'll be right back with Kevin Booth. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Well, this is fitting music.
Get up, stand up.
Folks, it's a joke.
Stand up for your right.
They just demonize everything as a pretext to get regular people in the criminal justice system. And when they made marijuana illegal, a lot more people started using it. If you go back into the 30s and before that the 20s, it was very few people. Some Hispanics in the Southwest, black communities smoked it some. It was called reefer. That's the term they use for reefer madness, where it shows people murdering everybody when they smoke marijuana. And then they made it illegal, and now it's one of the most popular drugs in use. Now, it has a lot of medical uses. There's no other plant we know of that has this many uses. I mean, it's really an incredible plant. But I want to go to some of your phone calls here from anti-federalist Ruth and others that are patiently holding the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. I have some other callers that we're holding from earlier. We'll go to them, too. But, Kevin, other points you want to make about how weed won the West. I mean, this is also a Tenth Amendment issue of states' rights. What are the feds doing? Just like telling Montana you can't make your own guns, Tennessee you can't, and clearly unconstitutional they can if they're not sold outside the state. Why can't California or other 13 other states decriminalize this? Why are the feds in there in their business?
No, I mean, it's completely almost like medieval, like the old days of having the people come from the kingdom to tax you. You know, I mean, people out here in California are thousands of miles away from Washington, D.C., just trying to live their lives and survive economically any way that they can and treat their illnesses the best that they know how, and having the feds come in, you know, over and over again. And even regardless of what Obama said, the DEA has just been in town just within the last week or so busting people again. You know, they're said to be trying to shut down over 900 of the 1,000 dispensaries right now. It's a war out here right now. I mean, there's war on the streets right now is what these people are doing. You know, and what's funny, too, when you're talking about how reefer was unknown, you know, you always talk about how the New World Order plan is like backfires on them. Well, the whole marijuana thing has backfired on them, too, because what they've done, you know, by putting it into mainstream culture and demonizing it and making it cool and all those things you talk about, is they've also created an entire society of people, a whole generations of people that have become expert growers and have now cultivated marijuana up into new heights. And, you know, and we compare the marijuana now to like the fine wine vineyards of Northern California, where you have all these different strains and these people that all take pride in their strains. And, you know, you could go to the different ranches up there in the Emerald Triangle, and everybody has their own little way of doing things. You know, and this is all a result from them trying to outlaw it and demonize it. So, you know, I think history repeats itself, and any time you try to squash people like this, it's just going to rise up. And the DEA still comes out, and they'll say, well, the marijuana today is 70% stronger than it was back in the 60s, you know, and that's another reason why it should be so bad. Well, no.
Yeah, but now the pot smokers I know, they just take one or two hits instead of smoking three joints.
Exactly, because it's the smoke that's bad for you, okay? Smoking anything is bad for you, you know? I mean, you know, because anything like just dust, you know, breathing dust is bad for you. Putting anything in your lungs is bad for you, yes. So the whole thing is that the new marijuana is cleaned. If you get the good stuff, it's organic. It's not grown with chemicals. And you just take one or two hits. A lot of people use vaporizers now. And, you know, it's not anything, you know, you'd have to smoke 100 joints probably to equal a pack of cigarettes as far as just lung damage goes. And then
well, regardless, the government is laundering the hard drug money. They're on record dealing it. And it's time for everybody to come out. Ventura's doing it in his book. You're doing it in your film. And just say, stop it. We know.
Well, it's also proven too that when they come out here and they're raiding these dispensaries, that they keep the money and they keep the pot and then they resell the pot.
Well, did you see the AP article where both the courthouse shooter in Nevada and the Pentagon shooter both got their guns from a police lockup in Tennessee that were confiscated guns? That sounds like a federal operation to me, right there.
Yeah.
I mean, my point is that the cops are incredibly corrupt all over the country, and we know they're making payoffs. And what are they going to do, though, as 60, 70, 80, now polls 90% want drug decriminalization across the board, but the drug dealers and the police and the government want to keep it illegal because they're making all the money?
You know, and they always try to, like, say, well, what's next, crystal meth, if we legalize this? When's the last time you're ever going to, you know, when are you ever going to see them having, like, a big freedom march or a free the meth march? People love marijuana. It's on a different level. And, you know, and that just reminds me that we have, like, 420 day coming up. And, you know, not that I'm into any kind of numerology or anything like that, but, as you know, April 20th is, like, the big day for marijuana smokers. And we're trying to get screenings going all over the country, including we're going to be at the Toronto Freedom Festival up there on 420. So I just wanted to shout out to everybody who wants to set up a 420 screening to get a hold of us. It'd be great.
Absolutely. Now, Kevin, separately, though, and I want to go to some calls in a moment, dealing with marijuana, the establishment is clearly losing the war. So what Obama has done is they're going into the state saying, fine, you can have some dispensaries, but you can't have 1,000 dispensaries in your city. You can only have 75. And then select people get to have those dispensaries. So it's another monopoly being set up.
No, exactly. I mean, and it's probably who all is going to, you know. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but, you know, the people that are going to be left standing, you know, they're going to be the ones that are going to have to be buddying up to these people or something. I mean,
and then that will drive up the price of marijuana again and keep the illegal market going. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, all the street dealers, I know a handful of street dealers, especially ones I've interviewed for the thing. I mean, they are happy about all these dispensaries being shut down because they have lost all their business. You can't you know, going to the corner to buy your marijuana from the crack dealer was the norm in the 80s and the 90s. No more. Why would you go to the corner to buy marijuana from some creepy guy when you know you can get the best of the best at some store with well-lit with security guards out front?
Well, the globalists want to keep everything in the shadows so they can control it and get the money out of it. Let's talk to Anti-Federalist from Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I wanted to make a comment first about the film, American Drug War. I wanted to say that it's one of the, if not the only film I've ever seen on the drug war. It wasn't apologetic. It didn't really go after the medical marijuana, but actually went after the real issues about the actual drug war and the government's involvement. But my question is, you had mentioned before when you were on the show about some of the dispensaries being having feds in control of them, or at least some of them working with the federal government. And I'm just curious what your thoughts are as far as them trying to, I guess, cultivate a kind of Monsanto kind of commercialization if it were to be decriminalized.
Oh, yeah. The big cigarette makers have gone into California and are buying up all the key growing area. They're clearly getting ready to have it where the cigarette makers have it. They can manipulate the genetics. They can add chemicals to it. Kevin?
Well, there's a lot of word out amongst the growers that I know that that there's probably only going to be a small gap of time for all these people that have spent their whole lives creating all these strains and all that from the time that it's legalized to the time that major corporations take it all over. There's probably going to be about a one-year slot in there for all these people to basically cash in on the last 20 years of their work. And that's sad, but that's what everybody thinks is really going to happen. You know, giant corporations will swoop down and take over this whole thing.
And so it's still really going to be illegal. Select corporations will be able to do it, and they're still going to put your kids in jail if they catch them with it. We've got to have real decriminalization, not the corporatization of
right.
this.
And there's a lot to do with strains, too. There's a lot of word out saying that, you know, the government will now have certain strains that you're allowed to have. And if you're caught using, you know, illegal strains, you know, it'll be the kind of thing where, you know, they'll confiscate your marijuana and test it. And if it's not the right kind of marijuana, you can get in trouble. If it's not the government-approved strains, like the government will own the patents on, like, you know, a certain amount of strains.
And you know Monsanto's going to come out with a Prozac strain or something. I mean,
of course. I'm sure they're working on it right now. There's no telling what all, you know, they're going to, exactly. It'll have the same exact effect, but they'll get all the pot smokers to, like, take Prozac anyways, right?
Let's talk to Ruth in Louisiana. You're on the air, Ruth.
Yes. Hello, Alex. I've been praying for you every day.
Thank you.
I will tell, well, I have two comments. One's personal. But the first one is, if it wasn't for marijuana in 2000, I would be dead.
Really?
I got a condition called cyclic vomiting syndrome, which is migraine in the stomach. I already had migraines all my life, but I went down to 85 pounds, couldn't eat, couldn't do anything. I just finally told my husband, you got to go find me some, which he did. Did it late at night because the children were small at the time. I didn't want them to know what I was up to. And it saved my life. I was able to eat, keep my food down, got my weight back. But now I have to take morphine for the rest of my life. And unfortunately, I have to be tested every month.
Well, let me expand on that. Go ahead, Kevin.
I said move to California. Yeah, no, you're right. It's real sad. I just went back to Texas not too long ago, and I have some extremely sick family members and relatives there, and it just breaks my heart where I'm just like going, oh, my God, you guys, you know, first of all, yeah, smoking is not good for you, but for certain things like nausea, you've ever woken up in the middle of the night with, like, heartburn or really horrible stomach ache, taking a pill or putting anything like that, smoking is a really good way, or vaporizing is a really good way of taking a drug for nausea. It bypasses.
Well, Ruth, I appreciate your call. Let me just say this, dealing with the nausea. That is the medically approved. The feds even admit that marijuana is amazing for people that have chemo, that can't hold food down. And I don't have a lot of migraines. I think they're triggered by pollen, because the only times I have them was when 4 years ago or so, I started having them a couple times a year because I would go on these long bike rides when the cedar was dropping 2 or 3 times a year, and I am allergic to the cedar pollen, and I would breathe so much of it that one time I got totally dizzy. It was a migraine. Pulled over. I was vomiting on the side of the road. You know, you can't, I mean, just hellish. And those are the type of migraines I have, where you're just vomiting and vomiting and vomiting, and it's a level of pain I've never experienced. And that's a good idea. Maybe I should. But luckily, it hardly ever happens because I don't ride bikes when the cedar's out anymore. Because I figured out every time I would do that in heavy cedar, I would just breathe so much of it, it would literally just make my brain have an autoimmune response to all that pollen in my sinus, and felt like I was dying. But maybe that's the answer. But then
they have vaporizers now, where you can actually use these things in a movie theater, and no one will even know that you're using it. It's absolutely amazing. Some of the new little gadgets they have out to be able to use marijuana.
Well, let me tell you, the worst pain I've ever felt is a migraine. You ever had a migraine headache, Kevin?
Oh yeah, I get them all the time.
Oh really?
Not all the time, but I know what a migraine is.
Oh my God.
I'm sure. God, how could Alex Jones not get migraines unless you're just built out of steel or something like that? I can't. Listening to you gives me a migraine someday. I can't imagine all the stress.
Oh, great.
I mean that in a good way.
Listening to Alex Jones will guarantee give you a migraine.
No, you're out there fighting the fight so all of us lazy slobs can lay around.
Yeah, but the first time I had a migraine, I was about 25, and my girlfriend was over, now my wife. I was 26, and I thought I was dying. And I called my dad, and I said, I'm dizzy, blurred vision, I'm throwing up, this is the worst pain of my life. He said, you got a migraine, son. And he was right. But, people that have migraines every day, I don't know how they deal with it. Does the medical evidence show that it helps, that marijuana helps migraines? Because I've read that.
For some people, definitely. It's different strains for different people, all different types of ways of doing it. I think for some people, for headaches, actually ingesting it might work better than smoking it. I mean, it's just different. I mean, it's the kind of thing where you have to kind of find out, like, what works for you. But the good thing is that you can just safely experiment without really risking anything to kind of find out, like, you know, do you want to be high? You don't want to be high. Do you want to be sleepy? Do you want to be awake? Do you know, just all the different things that you can kind of feel your way around to, like, finding what works for you in a very safe fashion. And that's like, the main thing that doctors and all these people that don't want to see all these, they don't want cures. They just want, the pharmaceutical companies want to just be able to just treat everybody's symptoms, you know, and they don't want to cure anything. And that's, you know, going back to the Codex Alimentarius you're talking about.
We're going to take some more calls, folks. I want to encourage you to get the DVD, How Weed Won the West. It's even more hardcore, exposes government drug dealing, how they want to come after vitamins and minerals, the state's rights violation, How Weed Won the West, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Let's go to David in California. David, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to share a little bit some of the my family struggles. One of my cousins, actually, from a little kid, was just this immense rage. And they went to the doctors, and the doctors gave them all sorts of drugs. He was on Ritalin, Prozac. I mean, there was probably half a dozen to a dozen of adult-strength drugs given this 5- and 6-year-old. And it wasn't until they got a prescription for marijuana that he basically said the traffic jam in his head just cleared away. I mean, and when he was on these drugs, he actually woke up in the middle of the night with a knife telling his mom that, you know, he heard these voices and they're telling him to kill her.
Oh, no, yeah, and Prozac and all that makes you go crazy. And the Ritalin and the other speed drugs are very similar to the methamphetamine, but the cops are, methamphetamine is very bad, but let's make your kids take methamphetamine pills, which on the insert says causes delusions and psychopathic behavior. And, yeah, a lot of these kids are on Ritalin, Prozac. They stack 5 or 6 drugs. The average foster child, more than 2/3 of foster children are on psychotropics, and the average child who's on them is on 7. Go ahead.
He was about, like I said, from the time he was 5 to 6, all because he was angry. And it wasn't until he got the weed, but then they started going public with it. They were on Montel Williams. They had a CBS 48 Hours thing. And all of a sudden, their dispensary got raided. And they were no longer able to get the marijuana to give to him. And they wouldn't even tell him they were giving him marijuana. They would bake it and give it to him in capsules and call it amino acids. You know, and all their friends.
Well, it's worse than that. I mean, it's worse than that. They know this is helping people, and they just don't want you to have access to it. That's another thing, though, Kevin. Some of the people you interviewed in here, legal dispensaries still got raided.
Oh, yeah, and you know, and since our first screening here in Los Angeles got raided, Jeff Joseph, who's in our film, right after our screening, spent 14 days in jail after our first screening. They put him on a $500,000 bond. And now he's facing 23 felony counts, which are just, I mean, it's all just complete.
And by the way, he followed the state law. It was a big, nice store open, but then they say it's illegal. They just, it's incredible. This is Obama. You know, he inhaled. He's going to put you in prison.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Has even tried it on the wine spread much too long.
Now, weed won the West, persecuting people that appeared in the film. The First Amendment, I guess, is evil too, needs to be banned. That's coming up in the next hour with Webster Tarpley. Pentagon openly targeting websites in the United States and around the world as the enemy. Kevin Booth is our guest. Kevin can't come to South by Southwest. He's got a movie screening coming up. What, in Vermont? They got a big Bill Hicks film premiering. What do you know about that? I know you were invited, Kevin, but you can't come.
Yeah, well, it's already played twice there in South by Southwest. But it's a great new film. Everybody should check it out. It's called American, the Bill Hicks story. These guys from England, Matt Harlock, Paul Thomas have been working on this thing for years and years. They put everything they have into it. Please go to the Paramount Theater this Saturday night, 9 o'clock. Check it out. It'll be the only time to see it in Texas for quite a while, and it's an incredible movie, the way they did all this animation and everything like that.
But, Kevin, they should have just interviewed me. After all, I am Bill Hicks.
That's true, too. Well, maybe you can be part two. You'll be the sequel.
Have you seen the thousands of web pages that say I'm Bill Hicks?
Oh, no, I get it every day. I get it every day.
I mean, that is a ridiculous conspiracy theory.
I'm some sort of a Svengali, remember?
Well, yeah, because you were friends with Bill Hicks, and then we were friends. I mean, this is absolutely asinine.
It's like that Steve Martin movie, The Man with Two Brains, or something like that.
But it's not funny to the family. We shouldn't laugh, folks. That's very hurtful. That because it's gotten pretty big on the web, Kevin.
Yeah, no, I know it's crazy. I mean, I have to just laugh about crazy stuff like that. But it is. It's not real. You know, it's not cool.
Kevin, you're involved in the cover-up now.
Hey, real quick, once again, because I'm not sure if anybody knows about this, but I'll be in Vermont at the Linden State College Thursday night showing how weed won the West. If anybody lives in Vermont, please come.
And I, Bill Hicks, will be here in Austin.
That's right. You should go to the screening Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, man, I tell you. People love baloney conspiracy theories, but real stuff, a lot of folks seem to want to ignore it, Kevin.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it just depends on the people. You know, I mean, I guess people try to have fun with conspiracy, too. You know, I mean, that's what gives conspiracy a bad name, right?
Well, yeah, because I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. I mean, we told people the Pentagon was coming after websites. It's now mainstream news, BBC, and that's real. The banks robbing us are real. But people want to talk about chupacabras and I'm Bill Hicks. I mean, you know, that's their issue. But our denial of this, Kevin, is just more proof. You understand?
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay. Well, listen.
Oh, pelican. Look at the pelican fly.
That's a little inside joke when we watch Scarface. Maybe I'm really Al Pacino, too.
That's it. Alex is a gangster.
Who put this together? Me. Who do I trust? Me.
That's who.
Yeah, get some space cadet do it $50. And why don't you? Oh, man. That's a good movie.
I've only seen it 5,000 times. I watched it every day while I was editing American Drug War.
When you used to live in Austin the last few years before you moved to L.A., why you'd want to move to that place, the mudslides, the fires, the everything. When are you coming back to Texas, Kevin?
Hopefully over the summer. I was wanting to come back for South by Southwest. It just didn't
no, happen. When are you coming back to live here?
To live?
Get out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
As soon as my neighborhood explodes, I'm gonna, like, I have like a cannon. I have like a rocket like built under my house. I'm going to catapult myself back to Austin.
All right, buddy. How Weed Won the West. Great film. Discounted at InfoWars.com. Get American Drug War with it. Discounted. InfoWars.com. Support independent filmmakers. Show people brainwashed about marijuana the truth, states' rights. Now they want to come after the vitamins and the government drug dealing. It's all covered. How Weed Won the West, available InfoWars.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Good luck in Vermont, Kevin.
Thanks, Alex. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.